You remember the Bobs, Bill?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Great fun.
Acapella doo-wop.
Yeah.
Those guys are fun.
Oh.
Well, I have in my hand here list that says we have some tickets to give away. We have three pair of tickets to give away for the Bobs. They're going to be at the Aladdin Theater, a great venue, and that's going to be on March 30th.
Wow, that's coming right up. That's a couple days.
Right. So it's time for us to wind up on this particular break, but I want to plant that idea. So for $120, if you can give us a membership contribution by credit card or cash, call us. We have right now three pair of tickets for the Bobs at the Aladdin Theater, and that's a minimum pledge of $120.
For each pair?
For each pair.
Okay.
And if you can't do that, do the $40, do the $60. Get in, get your vote into KBOO, get your money into KBOO. Keep KBOO on the air, 503-232-8818.
And if it's long distance for you, we're going to pick up the cost. And that number is 877-500-5266. Jonathan, thank you. I'm going to play one little piece of music here by Holly Neer, who is coming to town. She'll be in concert soon. I'll play one little piece of music by Holly Neer, and then we'll run through a calendar of events that are coming up.
Can you call on your imagination as if telling a myth to a child? Put it the fantastical, wonderful, magical, add the romantic, the brave and the wild. Once upon a time there was a power so great that no one could know its name. People tried to claim it and rule with it, always such arrogance and it in shame. Thousands of years would pass in a moment, hundreds of cultures would come and go, each generation with a glorious calling, even when they were too busy to know. And then one day, after 2 millennia, which after all was a small part of time, hundreds of souls found their way out of nowhere to be on earth at the threat of decline.
Stuff. Holly Neer from her latest. Let's see. Yeah, well, one of her latest, Holly Neer, it's called Edge, and the particular selection was Planet Called Home, Holly Neer. She will be in concert singer, songwriter, political activist in concert Friday, this coming Friday, March 31st, 8 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church of Portland on Southwest 12th Avenue. And if you're interested in tickets, the phone number is 224-8499. Holly Near in concert, First Unitarian Church of Portland, Friday night, the 31st at 8 p.m. Let's see here. Saturday, April 1st, an all-ages house concert coming up with Mary Rose and King Nick. And this is it's a potluck. The music starts about 2 o'clock. And there's a suggested donation, and they're asking for an RSVP. So the phone number there is 641-7233 for an all-ages house concert on Saturday, April 1st, with Mary Rose and King Nick. The Big Squeeze is coming on Friday, March 31st. More accordions than you probably care to count. At the Portland Police Athletic Association Hall on Southeast Alder, 618 Southeast Alder in Portland. The groups include Johnny Connolly, Johnny Box Connolly, Leonid Nosov, Mylan Slavov, and the Toulouse Cajun Band will be playing at about 9 o'clock at night. The show starts at 7 with a whole bunch of different styles of accordion music for you on Friday night, March 31st. Music from the True Vine. You've been hearing about this. Our show is now 35 years old. Our bluegrass show that's now on Saturday mornings and has been for a long, long time. There's a bluegrass concert in Chili Feed to celebrate the anniversary of this show. And this will be on April 2nd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and going till who knows when. With a bluegrass concert and Chili Feed and all kinds of things going on with all kinds of groups. If you're interested in this, there are tickets available all over town, actually. And this is occurring at the Wonder Ballroom on Northeast Russell Street. And that's a big, beautiful hall. Should be a lot of fun. Okay, Curtis and Loretta are coming to town. They're actually coming to the Northwest and doing a series of gigs, but here in this area, their first one is Sunday, April 2nd in Ridgefield, Washington at the Old Liberty Theater. Curtis and Loretta will be here. They've got a new CD out from which we will be playing something shortly. On Sunday, April 23rd and Tuesday, April 25th, they also have appearances in Portland. The Sunday one on April 23rd is a house concert here in town. And the Tuesday, April 25th appearance is at Portland State University as part of the Holocaust Remembrance Day on Tuesday, April 25th. Curtis and Loretta coming to the area for three appearances. At Music at the Moon on Sunday, April 2nd, this is over in Vancouver, the Reedy Buzzards will be appearing, an authentic old-timey string band at the August Moon, Vancouver Community's Cultivation Center on West 39th Avenue Street in Vancouver, Washington. The concert starts at 7 p.m., and there's a phone number available for tickets or information, 360-695-5597. Okay, rolling on, let's see, what is this? This is Bluegrass Concerts at the Gresham Little Theater on Saturday, April 8th. Everyone invited, three bands performing, the Why Nots, Greg Clark, and Molly Bloom. That'll be a good show. April 8th at the Gresham Little Theater. Bluegrass concerts going on there. Sunday. Well, that's quite a ways out, and so is that. So we'll move right through here and find that one for Garnet Rogers. Here it is, that one for Garnet Rogers, because we played a piece from Garnet Rogers this morning. Great folk singer. Masterful music song teller with stories of the heart, Garnet Rogers will be in Corvallis on Sunday, April 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall on Circle Boulevard in Corvallis. Tickets are available in a variety of places in Corvallis in case you're interested in that concert by Garnet Rogers. And he doesn't come to town very often, so that's a good opportunity to go see him. I'm going to wrap the calendar right there at that particular point. And play a little piece for you. Have I got them up? Yeah, I do. Curtis and Loretta. I heard this actually the other day on one of our morning folk music shows. A cut from the brand new CD by Curtis and Loretta. Kind of fun. Considering that Loretta is a harp player, this is right on target.
Will there really be harps in heaven? Will it get me in through the back?
Gabriel say, since you already play, come on in, that'll even your score. Will there really be harps in heaven when I tell Peter I can play? Will he say, send a bio and your latest CD and we'll get back to you someday? Will there really be harps in heaven? Will my harp wear a golden crown? And will they hire someone from down below to carry the thing around? Will there really be harps in heaven? Will my fingers fly like the wind? Will they magically know every piece ever written without any practicing? Will there really be harps in heaven? Will he say, play that harpy thing? Will he only let me play glissandos while the choirs of angels sing? Will there really be harps in heaven? Will my harp wear a golden crown? And will they hire someone from down below to carry the thing around? Will there really be harps in heaven? Will I never break another string? Will I get to jam out with Harpo? Will I finally hear him sing? Will there really be harps in heaven? Will I never have to tune again? And do you think they'll let in banjos or accordions? Will there really be harps in heaven? Will my harp wear a golden crown? And will they hire someone from down below to carry the thing around? Will there really be harps in heaven? Will I play on the streets of gold? Or will they say that little Celtic thing will never earn you wings? Will there really be harps in heaven when I get to the pearly gates? Will they say, have your agent call us, there's no opening at this date? Will there really be harps in heaven? Will my harp wear a golden crown?
Right.
John Stewart, the voice has aged a bit, but the message has not. Nice little message tucked away in that song called The Midnight Train from his newest CD, The Day the River Sang. Prior to that, Curtis and Loretta from their brand new CD, Just My Heart for You, Will There Be Harps in Heaven? And they are coming to the Pacific Northwest with some gigs starting on April 2nd. So it's going to be some fun times here with some good...